All the games that were in our area yesterday were canceled, including our featured broadcast, Richland Center Prairie du Chien softball. I did catch up with Hornet softball coach Jamie Gander, and we talked about the team's recent games, including a win against River Valley and another against DeSoto.
I think it was a good win just for us to get under our belt, you know, first conference game of the year, coming off spring break. We didn't know quite where we were going to be at, and you know, I thought we put the ball into play. We did some good things, pretty much mistake-free. We had a couple little things that could have been handled a little better, but all in all, I'm just real proud of the girls and how they came off that break, and especially been almost 2 weeks for some of those girls that hadn't played in a game. So, you know, any conference win is a big win, and I was really happy with it.
Then the next night you went to DeSoto, and things must have went well there.
Yeah, we hit the ball really well there. I think we had 16 hits, scored 14 runs. The nice part of that evening was multiple girls. I think every girl in the lineup had a hit other than maybe one, and even the one that didn't get it was putting the ball in play. So, I mean, we're getting a bat on the ball. We've been working really hard at that. That's been kind of our focus here with the weather the way it's been. We've had a lot of indoor practices, so we've just kind of focused on making sure we're hitting and bunting because, you know, we're going to see some quicker pitching coming up, and we're getting prepared for that too.
Jamie talked about the team's defense looking to improve.
Friday night, Ella Clements made a couple really key plays at shortstop. If you know, people weren't there, didn't see it, but they're, you know, DeSoto put a bat on the ball for the first time, you know, in the late innings there against Kyrie. And I told the coach, you know, kudos to them. They had some shots, and we had a couple in the outfield and that dropped. And then late in the game, Ella Clements made two spectacular plays at shortstop that saved some. But so it's nice to see, you know, we haven't had a lot of reps. I mean, Kyrie's been doing a good job, and there just haven't been a lot of balls put into play for us to field. So we're working hard on that. Dave is just repping infield every night. You know, Greg and I are kind of taking the outfield, or I'm bouncing back and forth, and Janet and Liz are doing their thing, and we're just trying to make sure we keep the girls moving in the right direction.
Jamie Gander, next action for Richland Center is scheduled to be played at Dodgeville on Friday afternoon. Tomorrow's Richland Center schedule includes soccer action, as they will be taking on Prairie du Chien in a conference matchup. Also golf action at Prairie du Chien Country Club tomorrow. The Richland Center baseball team will be taking on Prairie du Chien as well tomorrow at 5. The Ithaca baseball and Ithaca Weston softball teams getting ready for a battle against Lafarge tomorrow. And also for Weston, baseball action getting ready to be played against Wazika Steuben in Wazika. And again, Kaz will be the site of the Ithaca Weston Viroqua JV game coming up on Thursday, and that is softball. And Riverdale coming up tomorrow on Thursday, baseball with an important game to open conference play against Iowa Grant, and it will be softball action as Riverdale takes on Southwestern at Southwestern. River Valley baseball will be playing against Platteville, and softball against Prairie du Chien tomorrow night, among the games in high school sports. Bowling scores. Well, the bowling leagues are getting right down to the end of the season. In fact, for the Powder Puff League, it was the last night of league action. Here's how it went. Series high, Richland Family Restaurant, 1843. Walmart, 1830. Goplin Insurance, 1774. Walmart had the top team game, 662. Richland Family Restaurant, 641. Walmart had a 632. The top individual series, Katie Davison, 524. Jody Imhoff, 517. Judy Shireman, 497. Kelly Stibbe had the top game, 193. Jody Imhoff, a 189. And Katie Davison and Jody Imhoff, each with a 182. Cheryl McNerland picked up a 310 split. And Rhonda Muller, a 310 split pickup in the Powder Puff Bowling League. Toronto scored three times in the ninth, then three more in the tenth to beat the Brewers yesterday, 9-7. Milwaukee's losing streak has reached six straight. The bullpen failed again. That's two games in a row. The Brewers got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Jake Bowers. Grant Anderson was tagged with the loss. Trevor Miguel was booed in the ninth inning after yielding those runs. Manager Pat Murphy, not a fan of the fans booing.
But the fans booing him after he saved 30 games for this team, a kid that's been through all that he's been through, and for them to be booing him up there, that's just not our best fans, that's for sure. We have the great fans. But let's remind them of that. okay to be disappointed, but sometimes young men go through tough stuff. I was disappointed in that those people wouldn't support him when he's going through that stuff. But let's not be, these aren't machines out there. These are people. I thought that was in poor taste.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy following last night's loss. Chad Patrick scheduled to start the second game of the series against the Blue Jays coming up this evening. Also in interleague play, Arizona 4-3 over Baltimore. The Cardinals top Cleveland 6-5, Houston 7-6 over Colorado, and San Diego 4-1 over Seattle. National League, Cincinnati 2-1 over San Francisco. The Cubs 10, Philadelphia 4, Washington 5-4 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta 6, Miami 5, the Dodgers 2-1 over the Mets. In the American League, Detroit 2, Kansas City 1, the Angels 7-1 over the Yankees. Minnesota 6, Boston nothing. Tampa Bay 8-5 over the White Sox, and the Athletics 2-1 over Texas. Bucks forward Kyle Kuzma has apologized to the fans for the franchise's first losing record in a decade. A day after the season ended, Kuzma posted on Instagram, "Sorry, we underachieved. Until October." He thanked the team's amazing fans. Kuzma is under contract for next season, then becomes a free agent in 2027. The NBA playoffs got underway last night. Charlotte was a winner over Miami in overtime, 127-126, and Portland beat Phoenix 114-110. The Packers taking the tailgate to you. The team has announced a group of current and former players are hitting the road on a tailgate tour this week. A Packers-themed bus will travel to several areas throughout Wisconsin and Iowa to visit Packer fans in schools, retirement communities, businesses, and more. Current players Edgerrin Cooper and Evan Williams will be on the bus, joined by Packers alumni Randall Cobb, James Jones, Desmond Bishop, and Brandon Jackson. The Packers tailgate tour is off from Lambeau Field and moving across the state now. Team President Ed Policy says the tour is a unique tradition and there is nothing like this in the NFL. Wisconsin football coach Luke Fickell says he wants to see his team's offense increase its intensity. The Badgers held their eighth practice of the spring Tuesday at Camp Randall Stadium. Fickell says he just felt his offensive players were a little lax. Sophomore linebacker Cooper Catalano was singled out for the improvement he made in pass coverage, breaking up two passes. That is an update on sports for a Wednesday. I am Phil Nee.